Jay and Bill with As You Wish Talk Radio. We've got quite a show here tonight. A few announcements for those who attended the Science, Spirit, and World Transformation Conference. Those DVDs are available. They are ready. And we took care of any technical difficulties and just blasted through that. And despite some of the challenges, they're up and ready and beautiful. So, you know, the speakers were just amazing. And we're going to cover some of that in today's show. We just finished the children's workshop at the East Eddy Ranch campout. And we had quite a few ships fly in. Some power-ups came in. Got to see the orbs. Not only just photograph the orbs, but we used the infrared spotlight and the night vision goggles so you can watch them in real time flying around and interacting with people. So that was a big hit with the kids. They're all charged up and fired up, and we did a nice slideshow and got to show them all the different beings out there in the universe and triggered some ancient memories. So, you know, they just finished building their fairy houses and doing some of the other things. But all in all, it was quite a fun little workshop this morning. Without any further ado, I want to bring our guest on. We've got Scott Mowry with us, and he's an investigative journalist. He's making documentaries. He's doing all kinds of things on the internet and, you know, covering research into ancient knowledge, consciousness, energy, you know, all kinds of things. So without any further ado, we want to welcome Scott on the show. Scott, are you with us?
I am, James, and thank you so much for inviting me on. It's a real pleasure and a privilege to be with you tonight.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about some of your projects that you have going on right now. Do you care to discuss some of those?
Yes, I would love to. But first off, I would like to wish you a happy birthday.
And, oh, thank you.
I know you just had a birthday celebration, and, you know, you look pretty good for an old ancient soul, I must say. But I noticed your cake on Facebook. That was pretty impressive. Did actually somebody bake that, or did that fly into the East Eddy Ranch?
Yeah, somebody made that. You know, what's funny is we made this beautiful UFO cake, and we're over there cutting it up for everybody outside, and the UFOs came in to check the cake out. So I thought that was quite interesting.
Wow, that must have been awesome.
Yeah.
So I am a I'm a researcher, a writer, investigator into all kinds of information, spirituality, consciousness, lost knowledge, ancient cultures, Mayan calendar, so forth. And I just have been working in this field for a number of years now, and I really have a passion and a real interest in helping people to understand this great times we're living in. We're living in the greatest time on planet Earth, and this is the most amazing time to be here. And it's such an honor and privilege to be able to assist others and like yourself, James, who are getting people prepared for a whole new way of life, a whole new way of existence as a human being. So I feel like I'm just following divine guides, divine inspiration in my work, and I'm just letting that spirit take over and move me in the right direction. And it's a real honor to be able to serve others and to be able to help others in this area. And, you know, I'm just starting now this journey. Well, it's been ongoing, but it's really intensified, even since your conference, James, of starting to remember who and what I really am. I'm starting to remember my past life and why I'm here on this planet right now. So it's indeed a very exciting time to be here. My website is www.miraclesandinspiration.com, and the whole concept, the whole idea for the website was really divine inspiration.
Mm-hmm. I know you attended the conference. Were you there when we did the healing experiment and intention experiment and welcome the higher beings in for people to experience?
Absolutely. I just wanted to say, James, your conference was just amazing. It was wonderful. I want to compliment you and your staff and the speakers that you pulled together. It was just an incredible experience. And I'm not only speaking for myself, but I know my friends and folks that I met there all agreed. They all just had a wonderful time. And I've been sharing my experience at the East Eddy Ranch. I wrote about it in my blog on my website, and I've just gotten so much tremendous feedback about what I've written and about the stuff. I've been speaking to several groups about my experiences down there and sharing my photographs and some of your photographs that you've taken. And I tell you, every response that I get from people is just tremendous. It's just enthusiastic. And I tell you, James, you may have to build a bigger conference room next year because I know a lot of extra people want to come down.
Yeah, I know. That's one of the I never thought it would get this big, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. You know, but
yeah, I just thought it was a great conference, and I had so many tremendous experiences. The speakers were outstanding, and I've actually just put something up on my website, a photograph that a friend of mine named Stephanie took of me, and your listeners may want to check that out at some point. It's miraclesandinspiration.com/blog.html, and I believe it's linked on your homepage, and you were very kind to put that up there. But, you know, James, I remember you talking, I believe it was either the opening ceremony or during your presentation, which your presentation was really great, by the way.
And you
said that when you observe these ships, these UFOs, that you will get a consciousness download of some kind. And I was just amazed to hear you say that, because that was really my first visit to the Yosemite Ranch, and it was just a wonderful experience. And if you go to my blog, you'll see there's a photograph of me, and it looks like I'm receiving a download. There's a beam of light that's coming directly into my head, and it's near the bottom of the page. I just added it up there before the show, and I'll tell you what, that might be actual documentary proof that I received or someone received a download just as you had predicted during the conference. So I want to thank you for saying that, because I don't think it's a coincidence that my friend captured this on film. And there's actual visual proof there that there's something going on. And it's just there's this beam of light that's heading directly for my head and going into my head. And it's pretty it could be a coincidence. It could be something. But the fact that you mentioned that, and I was certainly aware of that, certainly seems to prove that this phenomenon is taking place down there.
Yeah, it definitely happens. I noticed that, you know, the people that are sensitive, they actually feel the ships way before we see them. And, you know, and then they start to power up and let us see them. And then sometimes when they power up, they light the whole sky up. You can't miss them. But when they do that, when they do those major power-ups, you feel a pulse go through your whole body. And there is some kind of a download or a connection that happens that, you know, people walk away totally changed.
Yeah, I can attest to that myself. And, you know, James, I've had a few UFO sightings in my lifetime, but I'll tell you what, that weekend being down at your ranch and experiencing that whole energy and that whole consciousness and just all of the learning that was going on and the experiences that were happening, I mean, I saw more UFOs in one weekend in my entire life put together. So I just want to say to anyone who's out there considering visiting the Yosemite Ranch, it's well worth your time. You're just going to see some of the most amazing things you've never seen before, and I can personally attest to that. And I saw all kinds of amazing lights, all kinds of ships. I remember coming out from dinner on a Sunday night and seeing this really large glowing orange ship fly right over top of me, and a lot of us witnessed this right around dusk on Sunday night. That was quite a sighting. I remember the one, James, I saw on a I think it was the second night I was there, which would have been Friday night, and this ship just took off. It was like, I guess it was the eastern skyline, and it just zigzagged across the sky at a very high rate of speed. You're used to seeing them all the time, but for a person like me who hasn't had this experience, it was spectacular, James. Just amazing. And the way you have everything set up down there is just amazing. You're right there at the foothills of the Mount Adams and your Field of Dreams there, where you can just, the whole sky opens up. And I don't think I've ever seen as many stars down at your place than I've ever seen before. It's really a great, special piece of property you have down there.
I think the vortex really opens the window up, you know, to where you can see things much clearer, and the veils are much thinner, so you can you know, have these amazing experiences here where, you know, there are other vortexes, but I've been traveling around the world and I haven't really found anything quite like this one.
No, there's nothing quite like your place. And I can say, you know, I really didn't realize until I got there and actually experienced it what that feeling was like. Of course, I've heard of your place and been wanting to come down for several years, but I finally made the commitment to come. And I'll tell you, the way it all came together, just getting to your place and getting a ticket because it had been sold out. And I just knew I was going to go, but I hadn't gotten a ticket yet. And it all was just sort of fell together in sort of divine order. And the way the whole experience unfolded was just quite an amazing turn of events. And I came home from the conference, James, and I immediately just started writing. And I just had a lot to say about my experience, and I posted it to my website. I got back on a Monday, and I put it up on my website on a Tuesday. And I was really surprised that you actually found it before I'd even sent it out to my group. And somehow you were able to locate it on my website. And I was just so inspired to write about my experiences down there. And it just sort of all came together very quickly. And one of the other stories that I wanted to tell that occurred down there during the ESETI conference, I remember on July 4th, we woke up and the sky was filled with all these chemtrails. And it felt, at least to me, that, you know, the participants and the speakers or the whole conference was sort of under attack from these chemtrails. And then as if by magic, it's like these high winds moved in, if you recall, on July the 4th, and just it just dissipated everything. It just blew everything away. It stayed windy throughout the day. And it was like this divine protection had come in for all the participants and all of the speakers. And I just thought that was another really magical moment.
Yeah, we asked them to blow it away. We came out and saw them doing the chemtrails, and you know, I hooked up with the higher beings. I said, can you just like take care of this for the conference? And
wow, they really provide fast service, don't they?
Yeah, they do. It's very quick. Sometimes they blow a little too much, and they take out all the awnings, and unfortunately they did do that. They broke a few awnings and some other things, but
well, you must have them on speed dial.
Yeah, but it's a lot better than sucking up the toxins that they're spraying up there, I guess.
Yeah, that was quite spectacular. And you know, by the end of the day, the sky was completely clear, and it was as if they weren't even there.
Now that one ship, you know, I guess you got to see after we did the intention and healing experiment. I noticed, you know, there's about 200 people in the room that participated in that, and they all felt this incredible energy move through them and connections going on, and people were laughing and crying. But I noticed that when we walked outside, I got real strong message to get up, you know, and I was talking to a lot of people and just go outside, and I started walking outside. And people were kind of grabbing me on the way out, and I go, I got to go. I don't know why. And then I hear somebody yelling, ship, ship, you know, before I even got to the door.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that John Raleigh was out there, and he's an ex-Lockheed engineer. I don't know if he still works for him or not, but and then we had Brooks Agnew, who is a biophysicist, and Renato Lungato out there, and he's a researcher from the South America, you know, the Latin American countries, and all three of them filmed, you know, this beautiful pinkish-red ship or orangish-red ship come right over the conference building for everybody to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in fact, I think I put all their footage up on my blog, and you have it on your website, too, and yeah, there was some spectacular footage. It was pretty funny hearing Renato Lungato's excitement. In fact, you can hear it on both the videos, his excitement as he's filming it. So that was pretty funny. But, yeah, that was another.
Yeah, what's interesting is, you know, this footage, all of this footage, here you've got 200 witnesses. You've got, you know, aerospace engineers and physicists filming it. You know, 200 witnesses that participate in the experience. And, you know, I sent this out to all the major groups, you know, the major UFO reporting groups and you know, coast to coast, everybody. I sent it out to everybody, and not one of them mentioned it. And the only mention it got was William Henry, who was there at the time, and it blew his mind. he went on Coast to Coast, and he said, I got to tell you what happened, and he just blurted it out. So I thought that's interesting how, you know, an event like this, you know, this major with this many witnesses and the documentation and the film from three different angles and everything, and it's virtually ignored by the UFO community.
Yeah, that's very curious, and it seems rather odd, but there's no question that your place is making an impact on this whole phenomenon, and you're touching people one by one, especially the ones that actually get to come down there and participate. And it's an everlasting experience, James, and mm-hmm. I certainly have been changed myself, and I know all my friends did, too. The people that I knew all went. All said the same thing. They just had a spectacular experience, and it's something they'll just will stay with them. And I think, you know, it's almost more, it's so much more impactful in person.
Oh, yeah.
Just experiencing the energy of that whole consciousness and that whole vortex that you're in down there. And it's indescribable. You know, I'm trying to put it into words in my blog. If you go to my blog and see the picture of me where I'm getting the download, you'll see what I'm talking about. And I just found it to be a really remarkable experience that I didn't expect, James. I really didn't expect this kind of an experience, and it was well above and beyond what I had expected.
Yeah, a lot of people come up here. You know, that's why I built this place for several reasons. One, I knew I'd be censored because of the spiritual side of it. A lot of people in the UFO community don't understand that this is an intensely spiritual thing. You know, if they want to keep playing around with back-engineered nuts and bolts and abductions and things like that, you know, more power to them. But the big picture is very spiritual, and it's tied into, you know, the Ascended Masters, the ancient history, the ancient Vedic scriptures, the, you know, all of them talk about, you know, the chariots of the gods, the Vimanas. It's in frescoes all over Europe. You know, the interactions with UFOs. And, you know, it's like for some reason everybody is so afraid of losing face or something by, you know, dealing with the fact that we do have to rise to the occasion if we are going to, you know, be interacting with some very spiritually and technologically advanced beings.
Absolutely. And I really appreciate that about you, that you're bringing that aspect to this, because that's exactly what I feel is important. Because as much as we're going through a dimensional shift, it's all about a spiritual evolution for humanity. And I think that's the most important aspect of this whole thing, is that this spectacular, most incredible, most phenomenal gift is being prepared for us. And it's literally that we're going to be moving into a whole new existence, and our spiritual evolution is going to take a dramatic jump forward. And that's what I'm all about, is reporting all of the good news. My website is all about bringing all of the best, most inspiring and uplifting information together in one place, so that people, there's enough gloom and doom out there on the internet for people to consume, but there's just not enough positive information that, yeah, the world seems very chaotic and the world is crazy and there's a lot of stuff going on right now, but we're being prepared for a incredible transition. It's like we're being invited to the most spectacular party ever thrown in the universe, and the only requirement is that you check your emotional, karmic, and fear baggage at the door. And what's awaiting us is just going to be greater than we could ever possibly imagine, because we just don't have the consciousness right now to even comprehend what is awaiting us. So if your listeners can imagine that the best possible scenario that they can think of, then times that by the power of 1,000, perhaps you might come close to what's in store for us. And I just see an amazing positive outcome awaiting us that's going to be absolutely spectacular. I'm just so thankful to be a part of this, and I'm sure you feel the same.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I just did a long meditation today, had a break for about an hour and a half, you know, in between the workshop that was going on here. And I got this wonderful information coming from the Palladian energy, and they were talking about, you know, they also almost sound biblical sometimes when they talk, because they are so extremely advanced. And they talk about this, they talk about more of God as a frequency and a force, and it's universal love, and it's beyond anything we can imagine. But they said that this alignment we're going through, this ninth wave that the Mayans talk about, or unity consciousness, is actually the source itself focusing energy, you know, from not just galactic core, but from a higher place than that,
mm-hmm.
you know, coming out through this entire universe, through this entire galaxy, and you know, and shifting gears, basically. So, you know, what's interesting, they told me, they said that with this energy, they said, you know, the source heals. It doesn't fight. It doesn't war. It doesn't judge. It just evolves. And, mm-hmm. you know, those that can't get with the program aren't going to fare too well with mm-hmm. these energies when they come in. And they're healing energies, but we can resist our healing. We can resist this flow. And we can create, you know, a very hard experience through these times. But you know, this energy is available to everyone. And, you know, the good news, they told me in a couple of years, there'll be no more tyranny on this plane.
That's awesome. Yeah, and it's so important to realize that there's an overall big picture here, that the universe, that we're something is being prepared for us that is the most supreme act of love ever created. This has never been attempted ever before in the history of the universe, as far as I understand. And this great transition for humanity is an act of love, supreme love, by people that love us beyond belief, beyond our own comprehension. And you know, James, one of the speakers that I was really looking forward to seeing, and I know you've had her on your radio show, was Dolores Cannon.
Yeah,
and she was just great. And I highly recommend anyone. Dolores is one of my favorite investigators out there, and she's done just amazing work.
Mm-hmm.
And she has helped me absolutely tremendously, her research and her books. And about this understanding about a new Earth is really something that I am very fascinated by, about moving the entire planet from a third dimension to a fifth dimensional existence.
Mm-hmm.
What she's helped me spectacularly, in this really spectacular fashion, is help me identify who and what I am, because I'm what she would call a classic first wave soul. In other words, I was born in the right time. I've had an unusual life. I fit that mold of a first wave soul that's come to Earth specifically from an extraterrestrial lifetime to be on this planet at this time to help raise the vibrations. And Dolores, during her presentation, and if anybody has not seen Dolores speak, you should order the DVD from James and get it, because the information that this woman has is some of the best on the planet. I mean, she is just absolutely incredible. And I value her as much as anyone I do that's working in this field. And she's been at this a long time, 20 years with investigating this stuff, and 40 years as a hypnotherapist. So she's been at this. And it's provided the world a tremendous resource of information. She's got some great books out there, and her presentation, she touched on a lot of stuff about the three waves of souls and about this new group she's discovered called the Grid Keepers. But I found her to just be a godsend for me, because she has provided me with an understanding of who and what I am and my purpose in life. And so now I understand where I'm going with this, and why I'm doing what I'm doing, and why I have such a passion for it, because I am here to fully engage humanity in this awakening process. And I feel like I'm just sort of carving out a portal, you might say, and I'm trying to fill that portal with as much positive and uplifting and hopeful information that people can just follow me through this. And that's sort of my mission, James, where around my work and the things that I do, that's sort of propelling me forward. And I feel it's a real privilege and honor to help people in this fashion. And I know you feel the same, and I know you feel like you're fulfilling it's a calling, it's like a destiny, and you just can't help but not do this. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I actually walked away from it a few times and tried to do something else, because, you know, there was so much adversarial energy, you know, going up against social consciousness and everything else, and I just couldn't do it. You know, there's no way I could not do what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so now I'm starting to remember my past life, and I'm starting to remember it's really strange that I'm starting to remember things that I was told about this new Earth and about my mission here on this planet. And these little memories, you know, are starting to come back to me sort of piece by piece. And I find it to be a very sort of interesting experience. And even since I've been back from your conference, James, I've noticed these little memories coming back to me. And they just come, you know, they come totally out of the blue, and it's just like a spark of divine inspiration, and this memory comes back. And I'm driving down the road the other day in my car, and this memory came back to me of sitting down at a table and sitting down with these beings and helping them, and they're helping me to choose my parents that I would incarnate into. And you know, it's a very sort of strange feeling to have while you're driving your car, that this memory comes back to you. And I just said to myself, where'd that come from? And little bits and pieces are coming back to me, and I'm just starting to remember, and I think this is going to happen for all of us. You know, this is the time we're here to remember who and what we are, and I can tell you firsthand that I'm experiencing this on a major level, and perhaps your conference helped propel this process forward for me even more.
It does create a quantum leap in evolution when people come here. Just the frequencies of the land and being here on the land, you know, does a major jump start. And, you know, what they told me, too, is that, you know, like Dolores was talking about, that there were people that were going to be initiated and awakened, and they're here, they're the messengers. And then enough people are going to start getting it, you know, and it's like that critical point eventually. And then there's this grand initiation where the whole planet is going to be initiated and awakened. But quite a process.
Do you have the sense that people, that some people are going to be moving to this higher shift or this new Earth or however you want to describe it? There'll be kind of like some trailblazers that will make that shift first, and then the majority of people will follow?
You know, we're seeing that now in the classes. You know, that's what I talked about in my presentation, where I kept showing some of the monks, you know, that were here, and also people in the self-mastery classes were disappearing and vanishing. I had a lot of photos of myself doing it as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's what it is. You're just raising up in frequency, and all of a sudden you're just not here. But when it happens, you don't really notice it because the higher beings are fully aware of what everything going on the levels below them. But they're just not visible to those on this level just because their frequencies have stepped out of you know, people's reality here. But, you know, that's been happening quite a bit. And I'm seeing that definitely the pioneers and those, you know, that chose are the chosen ones, basically, the ones that chose to awaken and align themselves with the spirit within versus, you know, the personality and the body, which we're so programmed to be, you know, to stay in by, you know, your televisions and the news and everything else. But those that have, you know, pretty much thrown their TV out the window and have, you know, chosen to live close to Earth and you know, do their meditation practices and other practices, those are definitely will be the ones that will probably make the jump first.
Yeah, those photos that you showed during your presentation, particularly the ones that really struck me were the one that you had of Master Khan disappearing into like another dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was filmed, it looks like it was filmed in an upstairs room or something like that.
Yeah,
Those were just amazing. And then, of course, you showed the feline being, and then you showed, which you have on the website, but then the one that really struck me, and I don't know if it was just the energy or the consciousness of this image, but it was the Mother Mary photos that you showed. Just, it sent chills down my spine, and it was really a palatable feeling, and I really resonated strongly with those images, and they were really just, for me, they just had almost an emotional kind of impact on me when I saw them, and they were really, really unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they, you know, I had so many people, it seemed like half of the audience there came up to me afterwards, and they said that triggered something, and then especially the felines, too, they said when they saw that, it triggered a memory and a heart opening, And a lot of people just had a breakdown and started crying when they
really?
Looked at that.
Wow.
And it created an awakening within them. But
you
know, those photos were also taken by Khan. And he's an amazing guy. He comes here with his cell phone. And first of all, Kuan Yin appears to him, and he takes a picture of her actually manifesting right in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I said, hey, can you meditate on Ezekiel and see if you can get a photograph of him as well? So he did and photographed him, which was just a giant golden ball of light with wings. But in the background, looked like a crystal city, which was amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You know, that was taken right out in the front field. There's nothing there.
I know. That was
a field of echinacea. So,
James, would you ask Master Khan what kind of cell phone he uses? Because I want to get one just like that.
Yeah. Well, what happened was the first ones were taken by his cell phone. No flash, nothing. Just a cheap little, I don't know, AT&T or something. It wasn't anything fancy. And then somebody bought him a camera when they saw he did that. They actually bought him a little, you know, camera, a little digital camera.
Mm-hmm.
And so the other ones, the first one he took, he said it looked like it was light out during the day, and he couldn't figure out where the light was coming. I mean, at night, he couldn't figure out where the light was coming. And so he walked outside, and there was no moon. It was overcast. He couldn't figure out where the light was coming from, and then all of a sudden he saw it starting to manifest, this big blue light.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a picture of it and got the light. And then the next picture was of Mary's face. But it was very, you know, it wasn't real detailed. I mean, you could definitely tell it was a very high being appearing, but it wasn't quite physical or detailed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, oh, man, I wish I could see a better picture of that, you know, a little more detailed picture. And so in the teacher's training class that I was teaching, Khan was a part of that as well. And he looks up in the middle of the room and sees her appearing again. And he takes his camera and takes a shot and got a very detailed picture of her.
Yeah, that was just beautiful. And weren't there like 15 witnesses for that, appearance of her?
There was probably, I think, 36.
Wow.
I'm not sure
That's
how
awesome.
Many people were in that class, but it was a pretty good-sized class.
Well, I had the same experience, you know, just after we did the intention experiment out in the field that one night,
mm-hmm.
and we were all out there, all 300 of us, I guess, and Brooks and John Riley were running that thing out there, and that was when the photo was taken of me with the download coming through.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came back across the field, and I had been snapping photos from out in the field, heading back towards the medicine wheel in the skywatching area.
Mm-hmm.
And then I walked back to the skywatching area, and then I took photos, and then I just captured all of these orbs. And I looked at my photos, and I thought, you know, maybe I have a few orbs in here. But then I overexposed the image and over-contrasted, and I just found it was literally a shower. And I know, mm-hmm. I remember you showing the film during your presentation of these showers of orbs, like, it was like a swarm or like a flock, all
mm-hmm.
just in these waves. And I think I got some of that on film, too. But, I mean, it literally looked like it was snowing in your field of dreams. It was cold enough, but it was not snowing there. It was just filled with orbs. It's like you could shake a stick at them, and they were just everywhere. And that was just an amazing, amazing. I haven't caught a lot of orbs on film as I have down at your place. That was just incredible.
Yeah, that field is where the orb debunkers go to die. You can't miss them. They're everywhere, and some are huge, and they have clear faces inside the orbs. And then when you put them up on with the infrared spotlight through the night vision, you can watch them flying in real time, you know, flying
mm-hmm.
against the wind, going in and out of the earth, going right through things and interacting with people. And, you know, any reasonable mind can't deny what's going on there. But, you know, there still are those that are not very logical or reasonable, and they're very stuck in their old program and just can't handle seeing something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just amazing how they sort of, it's almost like a school of fish, isn't it, the way they travel all together.
Yeah, it is. And we had Robbie Williams here, and which was another interesting thing. We had Above Top Secret out here, and they brought Robbie Williams. And he just saw ship after ship after ship. And we got amazing footage of the ships. And they were singing Beatles songs. And the orbs came and started creating like a school of fish, like you're saying, right above them. And
wow.
Twirling like a vortex, like a little tornado. And they just stayed there, you know, swirling above them. And Johnny Nolan filmed that. And lo and behold, you never saw that up on his site. And he also filmed the ships, you know, incredible footage of ships coming in, and then he kind of like, well, they could be satellites. He just kind of dismissed it all. But what's amazing is that he had a healing where he could hardly walk, and they came in and did a healing on him, and, you know, his legs started working. He was amazing. He left his camera running, and he got the sound of the ships when they came in, you know, beautiful footage and sound.
Wow.
And everything. Well, none of this hit the Above Top Secret website, which I was amazed, and he, what he calls corporate, you know, the bosses there, they saw the ships, you know, and one guy, when he saw a ship, he goes, it's a disc, and he threw the goggles down and ran into his trailer and poured a stiff drink. So it's, you know, you wonder what is wrong with this picture. You know, these guys come up here, they have an amazing experience. And then they go back and trash it and package it and sanitize it and turn it into something that was almost the opposite of what they experienced and what everybody else here saw them experience as well. And I actually have the footage, you know, of them actually talking about the, you know, basically a miracle healing that happened and the sound of the ships and Robbie Williams' crew actually analyzing the sound of the ships. So, you know, to me, it's like, it's kind of sad because Robbie Williams was kind of used, you know, as, you know, a name, you know, he's a famous pop star singer, and they just basically used him to draw attention to the site. And, you know, he has a real passion for UFOs. And then at the end, when they were done with him, basically they just kind of dissed him, you know, making it look like nothing really happened or something. You know, to me, that's really sad. It's kind of like...
Yeah, that's very odd. Well, I'll tell you, I didn't hold anything back when I wrote about my experience, and I just let it rip as far as what I went through down there. So if you read my blog, if anyone that has not read it, and I know, James, you sent it out to your mailing list, I give you all the details about what I experienced, and I can tell you firsthand, it's spectacular, and it's something that I felt so moved and so inspired to write about and to give people an understanding of what it's like down at the Yosemite Ranch. And I swear to you, everyone that I've presented this information to has responded to it like a duck to water.
Right.
It's such an enthusiastic response, and I've heard more people say, I've got to go down there. I've got to go. I've got to go and experience this firsthand. Or they said to me, I've been wanting to go, and now I know I really need to go.
Yeah.
That's what people are telling me. They need to go down there, down to your place, and be a part of this. And so there's no question. I mean, you sold out this year. I'm sure you're going to sell out next year. And your message is getting out bit by bit. And people are responding to this. I can attest to this, James, firsthand. I've seen people react when I've shown the pictures and I've shown my experience down there of what I went through. And I've seen the look on people's faces, and it's just utter amazement, and they're just absolutely enthralled, and they want to be a part of it.
Great. Yeah, that's awesome. You know, Danny Dyer came down here, too, you know, another BBC star. He's more of a film star. And he went all over the world trying to experience a UFO. I mean, he went everywhere, all over England and you name it. And then we were the last part of the segment. He came out here, and I thought it was funny. He said, I'm on UFO overload. And he just, you know, it was hilarious. You know, he said, I've seen so many UFOs. He said, he goes, nobody can take this away from me. And that's what it's all about, having your own experience. Don't listen to the armchair investigators or the disinformation boys out there. You know, come and see it yourself. Have your own experience. And then it's your experience. You know, nobody can take that away from you.
Absolutely. You know, James, I estimate that maybe 3 to 5% of the information that we know, that we've been taught by our media and our schools and our government and everything, 3 to 5% is actually true. I think the rest of it is just misinformation. And
right.
I think we're in this process of such an unbelievable avalanche of truth about ready to pour out because it just simply can't be hidden. And I really have followed the work of Carl Johan Kalman, who I know you've had on your show.
Yeah.
And he's really done a spectacular job of showing how the mind calendar is more a flow of consciousness than of time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're ready to enter this ninth level on February the 10th, 2011, next year. And all the consciousness that's gone on in the past 16.4 billion years is going to unfold within 260 days. So I say to people, if you think 2010 is eventful, wait till we hit 2011.
Yeah.
It's going to be one thing after another, and it's going to end on October the 28th, 2011, and then we'll move into the time of no time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been sort of thinking about, you know, James, the numerology of this whole thing, and I started with 2008 as like a 5-year count up, and so here we are in 2010. If you take the number 2 + 0 + 1 + 0, you get a 3, which I think basically means that 2010 is the year we leave the third dimension. In 2011, you take a 2, a 0, a 1, and a 1, you get a 4. I think what we're going to start to see, or some people at least are going to start to see, is this fourth dimension start to reveal itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we get into 2012, it's a 2 + 1 + 2, and that's a 5. And I think we're going to start to see the fifth dimension open up for some people, for some of us, sometime in 2012 or thereafter. And I think this is the time now that is so spectacular. This is the golden age literally unfolding before your very eyes. And people are going to get to experience this. This is not a dream. This is not a fantasy. This is a real phenomenon that you're going to get to be a part of. You're going to get to participate in this, and you're going to get to walk into this, and it's going to be the most spectacular thing that's ever happened in your life. And this is the time to be on this planet. This is why there's so many UFOs down at your ranch and why all of the whole universe is here to watch this and observe this happen. Because it's never happened before in the history of the universe that an entire species, an entire planet, has been moved into a higher dimension. So that accounts for all of this UFO activity, at least one explanation, because they want to see the greatest show in the universe unfold. And you remember Dolores talking about this and saying that she's confirmed this from her many hypnotherapy clients that she's regressed over 20 years, 40 years. And she's getting proof. And many others are saying the same thing. Some are talking about an actual shift, and the Mayan calendar actually helps us identify this, that, you know, after end of 2011, we're into the time of no time, as the Mayans call it.
Mm-hmm.
And then other people are saying there's going to be a bifurcation. There's going to be an actual dimensional shift that most of humanity is going to make it to. So, you know, this time on this planet is just the most incredible, the most exciting, the most wonderful time to be here. And everybody wants to be a part of this show, and we're just so lucky to be observing this firsthand.
Yeah, I work with a lot of physicists and talk to them about this, and you know, the messages that we were getting back in the 70s, actually, you know, mid-70s, they were talking about two Earths, and you know, I couldn't wrap my head around it then. And, you know, they said there'd be actually two Earths and a split happening, you know. And now they have timelines, you know. They're talking about different timelines. They're talking about, you know, other world theories and, you know, other dimensions and everything else, and the physicists have caught up to that. And so now the science is there to explain basically how this could happen. And, you know, and there are sciences way beyond our science and even quantum physics that we know. So, you know, it's a possibility. It's definitely there. The information they've been giving has been accurate so far, so why should I question them? You know, but definitely I'm seeing, like Dolores talked about, that there would be a shift, and it's all about frequency. And she said, basically, if you're just a good person, you're going to make the shift. And
right.
so so, you know, I think about that. I go, well, what's going to happen to these other people, you know, like these VP executives and things like that? You know, where are they going to go? And, you know, I think somebody asked her that, and she said basically that they would take the downward spiral and they would finish their karma out, you know, in another timeline or on another earth or something of that nature. So, you know, where the action and reaction and the karma would be accelerated and they would, you know, get through their lessons of separation and reckless greed and everything else they're playing out.
Right. And if you remember also during her presentation, she said this will be a slow and gradual process.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to happen like a big, fantastic shift all at once. It's going to be, she said, you're just going to at some point realize you're on this new earth and things will be different. And I have this sense, you know, her information really resonated strongly with me because I've always had this innate sense, this knowing that's within me that this is exactly how it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So Dolores has basically come along here and confirmed everything I've been feeling, James, about intuitively how this is going to unfold. And and being a first waver and being here on a specific mission, now I understand it's like, for myself, all of the pieces are sort of falling together now, and I'm starting to realize where I'm going with this, why I do what I do, and it's been a spectacular epiphany for me, an awakening even beyond what I had anticipated. So I'm just really looking forward to remembering more and more about who and what I am and where I've come from, and I think this is going to happen for all of us. You're just going to start to realize that you are so much more than your body. You're so much more than you thought you were. You're so much more than your job, than your family, than your status in life, or how much money you make. That's all just BS, you know, as far as what's really important. What you're going to realize is that you are a spiritually empowered, multidimensional being beyond anything that you could have ever imagined. And it's like the ultimate get-out-of-jail card, I call it, you know?
Yeah. I noticed, too, these beings that are appearing to people and triggering, you know, memories, and they're going, wait, you're not just this body and this personality, you know, and you don't have to go out and buy the right beer and get the fancy car, brand new car, and, you know, be in debt for the rest of your life. You know, you're an eternal spirit, you know, your love and acceptance and approval is not without, it's from within, and they're reminding them that look, you've lived. You know, you came from the source itself, and you dropped down through all the dimensions to get to here, to this physical reality where the bravest of angels, you know, have come. And people are awakening and realizing that and just popping like crazy. And it's just amazing to watch people bloom and unfold, you know, after having these experiences.
Right, and I think a lot of people that may be listening to our conversation, Dolores has talked about this too, and she has said, if you have an interest in this kind of material, then you almost are guaranteed to make it to this new earth. But I think a lot of people have concerns about family members or loved ones, relatives. And I say to that, I think the divine or who's ever running this show, creating this new earth and creating this scenario for this dimensional shift, is going to make sure that every last possible soul that wants to make it is going to have that opportunity. And I think the only ones that are going to be left behind are the ones that absolutely refuse to come out of a religious dogma or come back to love, come out of that control consciousness. But I think for the most part, every person who wants to get to this new earth is going to have that opportunity. And I think that doorway will stay open beyond 2012 for quite a while for people to shift over to this new earth or this new consciousness.
Yeah, I agree. I know, too, what we're seeing now, too, is a good thing, although it looks really ugly. I mean, we're looking at the banksters and the oil companies and just this undeniable, just reckless greed going on, you know, with no respect for people or families or the earth itself. And basically, in a way, that was all prophesied. I mean, even The Lakota talked about that. They said the beast, you know, the beast is all-consuming. It just wants to dominate and control everyone and everything. And then finally, it consumes itself. And
exactly. That's a really good point. That's exactly what I feel. In fact, it's like it's going to become so mindless and misogynist and all just violent. It's just going to almost just self-destruct because of its its rapid decline. In it's like a monster that's just wounded and about ready to fall over. I equate that analogy of this teetering effect right now that it's happening, and pretty soon it's going to collapse and it's going to be real ugly when it goes down. But
yeah, it's like the dragon's too fat to fly. That's what one guy said.
Exactly. Yeah.
But
that's the way I get the sense.
Yeah, and it, you know, what's nice is they say hang on, because it's just when you think there's no hope left and you think the planet's just not going to make it, they said that what happens is the dragon consumes itself. And then after that, the star nations, everybody comes in to help out, and the planet's, you know, rejuvenated very quickly. And, you know, the higher technologies are here, and we, you know, we rejoin the star nations and the rest of the universe in peace, and we have that 1,000 years of peace. So we're in that process right now of the dragon, you know, clawing and scratching and going through its death throes, and it's totally been seen and exposed. And there are people that are still, you know, hanging on to that dragon that, you know, may take that total collapse with it if that's what they choose to do. But it is a no-win situation, you know. It's on the downward spiral. It's unsustainable. There's no way it can sustain itself. So, you know, let's start creating a different world. Let the dragon go, you know.
Right. I totally concur with you that whatever destruction is left behind will be quickly and rapidly repaired and restored, and what will come along will be even better than what was there before. And I think that's all due to the rapidly accelerating consciousness, that things are just going to happen so much quicker than things used to unfold before. And I totally agree with you, James, that the damage that has been done, and I even look at this oil spill right now, and I look at this and I see that even that, which I think they had planned on an environmental nightmare for this world, even that is going to fail. I can see it already now. Their plans are being foiled for this. And we are seeing now, I think, whatever damage will be done will be quickly restored and repaired, and that this will not turn into a major catastrophe that some are predicting. And I know Lisa Renee talked a lot about this during her presentation. And she talked about this 9/11 timeline that's been shattered. And I think this oil spill timeline that they are trying to create, almost a second 9/11, also will be shattered and very soon.
Yeah, I think there's quite a few things that are getting shattered right now. And, you know, and there are events unfolding and things being exposed. And, you know, a lot of people taking their power back and just saying, you know, we know who you guys are now. We're not going to participate anymore. And so have fun with your program. And that's the thing, is for this beast to continue, it needs, you know, it has to feed off something. You know, you don't feed it, it's dead. And, you know, people just need to regain that impeccable integrity and not do anything that's harmful to humanity, Earth, and get in touch with their soul and spirit and start moving in that direction and just allow this old program to collapse.
Right. And, you know, every day that goes by, more and more people are waking up across the planet that have long been slumbering, and little lights are going off all over humanity. And if you don't believe it, trust me, this information is being suppressed. IQ information has been manipulated over the many years. They keep lowering the standard, so it looks like people are getting dumber. But in fact, people are getting smarter. IQs are going up. Awakening is happening. People all over the planet now are experiencing a major call. They know that something is wrong. They know that something is right. They haven't quite put it together. But that's where people like you and myself and others like us are going to come in very, very handy. And I think the best lies ahead of us, James, because of where our understanding of all of this is going to really help a lot of folks. So I'm honored to be with you on this journey, and it's a real privilege to share this conversation with you and feel like we're both working in tandem together.
Yeah, I totally in agreement. I know these changes, but I do on the same level. I know there's some rough times ahead, you know, and you know, we need to, what's that old saying, you know, praise Allah, tie your camel, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, yeah, during these changes, you know, be sure and follow your inner guidance and do what it's telling you. And if it says to move or it says to take care of your physical needs or, you know, or you need to get some process-oriented therapy or whatever, listen to that and do whatever the guidance is telling you to do, because it's going to keep you out of harm's way. And so if we, you know, somebody asked me about that, you know, because they have a lot of, you know, there's a lot of tsunamis and earthquakes and things. We've had a 7.4 one hit the Philippines. And, you know, they go, what about all those people, you know, those 250,000 people that died in the last tsunami? And I just told him, I just said, you know, she goes, why did God do that? You know, were they bad people? And I said, God didn't do that. You know, I said, nature did that in her evolutionary process. And, you know, I said, they weren't bad people. They're just bad listeners because, you know, all
yeah.
the animals split, you know, they
right.
went up the high ground and we've fallen below the animals and our ability to sense danger, you know the future, and you know we've gotten so sidetracked into our minds that we've lost our inner sensitivity, and I think that's what it's all about, is developing that inner sensitivity and going with the flow and you know making whatever changes are necessary.
Right, and open up your heart and listen to your heart and realize that all these earth changes are just a part of this out of control karmic issues that humanity has been going through for eons, and it's just a reflection of humanity's consciousness, but this is all about to change, and it's going to change dramatically, and it's going to be wonderful.
Great. Hey, you know, Scott, unfortunately, we're out of time, so can you give your website again so people can go to your blog and check out any further information?
Yes, my website is www.miraclesandinspiration.com. That's miraclesandinspiration.com. And where I wrote about James's conferences, miraclesandinspiration.com/blog.html. Or you can go right to my news section. There's a link right there. Or just look for the blog tab on my site. So, James,
Thanks.
It was a real pleasure and privilege to be with you tonight. Thank you so much.
Oh, and thank you for sharing, you know, your beliefs and wisdom, and I'm sure you probably triggered the hearts and minds of quite a few listeners.
I hope so. That's my mission in life.
Great. All right. Well, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
All right. Well, we're out of time, folks, so we've got to sign off. I can't thank you enough for listening. Be sure and check out the website again. All the conferences, the speakers are up, the DVDs are available, and we will be still stream linking some of these DVDs real soon, so you can also go and watch them, you know, in your very own home, you know, without having to buy one of those little plastic things, you know. So anyway, watch the skies, pay attention, you know, there's a lot going on out there. Have a great evening. Good night.